One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours. To God's presence. We are anointed to bless. We are anointed to change lives. We are anointed. We came with heaven. Oh, glory to God. We have been called out of this world. We don't belong here because we have been given something in the spirits to become awakened to the spirit realm. You have heaven in you. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Lebra gaskundra haya. Did you hear what I said? I said, are you getting this thing? That's what I said in other tongues. Glory to God. Oh, I like this. This is verse number 16, chapter 4, the book of Hebrews. Let us therefore, are you there? I'm hearing your papers flipping. Are you there now?
Yeah.
Okay, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Whoa! Where is the throne of grace? I told you already. Go out of God, I told you already. Woo! Hallelujah! Hey! Glory to God. Guess what? The Holy Ghost has brought the throne of God into my heart. Oh. No wonder he says he has set eternity in their hearts. Your heart can contain eternity. You got to understand this. I said Jesus brought heaven down here. How? In his heart. He brought it in his heart. Because the Holy Spirit came to live inside him. And the Holy Spirit came with all the blessings of God. Oh, glory to God. With all the presence of God. The Holy Spirit came with the throne of God in the heart of Jesus. And that's what he's done in my life. He says, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace. No, we don't have to ascend somewhere. The throne is now in our hearts. Come boldly. Shut out this world and you'll be in the throne. Why? Because the throne is right in your heart now.
Amen.
When you were born again, you were born into the presence of God. And that's what, you know what Jesus said? I am in my Father and my Father is in me. This is the same beautiful relationship that we have with him now. When we were born again, we were born into God. We were born into his presence. We were born into his throne room. When we received the Holy Ghost, God came into us. Hallelujah. His throne room came into us. Oh, I like this. Now I am in him and he is in me. Just like Jesus. Just like Jesus. I like it. I like it. He says, let's read that verse 16. Let's read it. It's powerful. He says, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Come boldly. What does that mean? He says to obtain mercy and find grace. In other words, you see, there's grace for the job. There's grace for money. There's grace for your marriage. There's grace for your children. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you needed mercy, he says, come boldly and obtain mercy. He didn't say ask for it. He says obtain it. How much grace do you want? What kind of grace do you want? You don't pray for it. You look for the kind that you want. He says, find grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You got to understand this. Jesus came from heaven and he died on the cross for us. Do you know what it was for the Son of God to die? He didn't die just to make us paupers. He didn't die just to make us beggars. He didn't die for to make us spiritual beggars crying in prayer for something. No, he brought us out of the miry clay, set our feet upon the rock to stay, put a song in our mouth to sing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe Jesus died for me. He died for me. And God raised him up for me. How could I be defeated anymore? Glory to God. My. Go back to Ephesians chapter 4. We're not through yet. Ephesians chapter 4. I tell you, when you know this kind of thing, nothing will be too good for you. Nothing. Nothing. You start practicing the language in the third heaven, in the earth here, privately. Because you talk like that outside, they think you're nuts. When we say we're born again, the world doesn't even understand that. They say, what? You born what? You know, look at the question that Nicodemus asked Jesus when Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, didn't hear you, son. He said, I said, except a man be born again. He said, how can a man be born after he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus looked at Nicodemus narrowly and he said, are you a leader and a teacher of Israel and you don't know these things? Of course, Jesus knew the man didn't know squat. He just said it to him so he could get his attention. The man said, well, I don't know that. Well, Jesus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. The guy got more confused. Hallelujah. Then Jesus said, we speak of things from above and no man receives our testimony. We are not understood. This is wonderful. Ephesians chapter 4. Now I'm reading to you from verse 11 again. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. The work of the ministry. This is your job. I just told you, you have heaven in you. We used to sing a song, let the world see heaven in your eyes. How true that song is. They really can't see heaven in your eyes because you got heaven inside you. Hallelujah. The work of the ministry is the reconciliation of the world to God. We are his ambassadors, turning the world back to him, calling sinners to repentance, and changing lives everywhere. It is our sovereign responsibility, divine responsibility, to change lives because we have a message that works. We have a gospel that works. And because it's now in us and working in us, we can help others receive it. Have it produce results in them too. So when I shall go with you, what I used to do, get strengthened, and you go out to where you work, where you live, all that you're in contact with, and you pour out the heaven that's in you. You relate with them in love. You speak the love language. You communicate with to them the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then they receive your message and they are changed also. Hallelujah. And in this work of the ministry, there are various aspects. For example, there were those who had to set this place up for us to use. Those who had to make sure the chairs were arranged today. That's a part of the job. Making the place comfortable for others to come in and use it. But that's not where it ends. Because the meeting is for a purpose. We don't live here. We function out there. And we're going to take the message out there where it is needed. You see, here, we are all with the light of God. But out there, they're in the dark. And we are the light of the world. And we go there with our light to light them up. Hallelujah. It's our job. It's our job. And then after we have won them to Christ, we bring them back in here and teach them the word in our cell meetings, in our PCF meetings, in our church services. We're teaching them the word of God, building them up strong. Then they become strong like us. They do the same thing. They bring others to Christ. Listen, if you really believe in Jesus, you will talk about him everywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why, you see, I can't keep this thing to myself. Got to tell somebody else. Hallelujah. So it's our ministry. It's our responsibility. It's our work of service for the master. Because we truly believe. Praise the Lord. It's not over yet. Verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints. What did we say perfecting was? What is it? Katatismos. Dressing, furnishing, equipping. Right? Yeah. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. He says these offices, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists, are given for the edifying of the body of Christ. Edifying of the body of Christ. I like it. I like it. We are perfected for the work of the ministry. So you see, we are dressed for the work of the ministry. We are furnished for the work of the ministry. We are equipped for the work of the ministry. And then also, these ministry gifts are given to us for the edifying of the body of Christ. Edifying. A word means to build. It means to charge. To build. To charge. See, I'm ministering to you right now. In my office. I'm ministering to you right now. And you are being charged by the Holy Ghost. Right now. You are being built by the Holy Ghost right now. Something's happening in your spirit. Why? Because these are not the words of an orator. These are not the words of a good speaker. These are the words of the Spirit of God. So they're going right into your spirit. You see, they're not meant for your head. They're meant for your spirit. So they're going into your spirit. They're working the work of God in your spirit. Hallelujah. That's why we said it'll upgrade your life. And that's what's going on. Something is happening. Questions are being answered. Doubts are being dissolved. See, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's what's happening to you right now. You feel something inside you. You feel the balloons. You get what I mean. Hallelujah. Butterflies. Glory to God. Something is happening inside. You feel like going out in the world right now and telling somebody about Jesus. Yeah. Clarifying your vision. strengthening you. That's what's going on. It says, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That's what the apostles' ministry is for. The prophet, the pastor, the evangelist, the teacher. That's what all that will do for you. Glory to his name. Then it says, till we all come. Verse 13. Have you seen it? Till we all come in the unity of the faith. In the unity of the faith. What do you mean the unity of the faith? Some of us think one thing, others think another thing, you know. This one believes in tithing. Or this one believes in tithing the net. This one is in between. Sometimes net, sometimes gross. Then there's another one who's arguing whether tithing is right or not. Then you have the guy who is not sure whether or not he's supposed to give his offerings. Then the other guy who doesn't know whether or not he's supposed to preach the gospel to anybody else. He has another doctrine. So, and with all of us, one believes in talking in tongues, the other one doesn't. One says it happens when you go to a spiritual high. And so it happens, you know, accidentally when God deems it. Another one says, well, you just sit down and you talk in tongues. Who am I, secular? So we all have all these various aspects of our believing. Now he says, with these anointed offices, with these apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, we will very soon come to the unity of the faith. We will soon begin to believe the same thing and say the same thing. And think the same thing. And do the same thing. Can you shout amen, somebody? But here's the good thing. I want you to see this. There's a powerful scripture. In that verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. And of the epignosis of the Son of God. That means full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God. Oh my goodness, I like this. He's talking about that knowledge that relates with the known. In other words, you so know the thing that thing has become a part of your life. Are you hearing me? You know, sometimes we know something. For example, you know this, but you don't know it enough for it to become a part of your life. Epignosis is a special, accurate knowledge that has relationship with that which is known. You so know until it becomes a part of you. It becomes an intercourse with that which is known. Are you hearing this? A koinonia. It brings in a fellowship. This is wonderful. Till we all come in the knowledge of the Son of God. The epignosis. Not the gnosis, which is scientific knowledge. Are you hearing this? But the gnosis of the Son of God. A knowledge that brings me into an intimate relationship with him. That I can so know him till I know his mind. I know his thinking. I know his mannerisms. His mannerisms have rubbed off on me. I think like him. I talk like him. I'm just like him. That's the knowledge. That's the word that's used for knowledge there. You see, when we study the scriptures, it's important for us to know exactly what God is talking about. This is mind-blowing. This is powerful. We have a message that I taught in series on three kinds of knowledge. If you haven't gotten that, make sure you order it and get it. You got to listen to it. The three kinds of knowledge. And this one is the highest of them. The epignosis of Christ. The knowledge that brings me into such relationship. I get to know and know and know and know him and learn so much about him and know so much about him until I am swallowed up in that knowledge that I don't know myself anymore. I just know him. That's what Paul was talking about when he said, as we look, hallelujah, as we look at the mirror of God, as we look, we keep looking. He says, as we gaze, we are metamorphosed. We are changed. Changed. He says, it's a metamorphosis. In other words, a change of states. A change of form. A transfiguration. The more we look at the mirror of God, which is the Word of God. knowledge transforms you. Hallelujah. Look here in that verse. That verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Man, oh man. This time, he doesn't use the word katatismos. He uses another word, teleosis. What does he mean by teleosis? Into a perfect man, a teleosis. He means a completeness, in which case you lack nothing. You have come to a full stature. You have grown. Now you lack nothing in knowledge. You lack nothing. Hallelujah. You are full of him. You have come to that measurement of Christ. He says the full stature. Oh, is this possible? Look at this. You mean this is possible? Look at it there. He says the apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists can help us get to that level. Where do they function? In heaven or in earth? In the earth. Those offices were given in the earth. Which means in this earth, it is possible. This is wonderful. There's so much for us to do. We can grow some more. Are you hearing me? We ought to grow some more and come to that full stature of Christ. Did somebody say it's not possible? Then Jesus said, greater works than these shall you do in my name? Didn't Jesus say that? The works are not only in miracles. It also means the miraculous life. Maybe you need to understand this. Maybe you need to understand this. The Bible says that Jesus did so much that are not written in the Bible. He says, for if they were written, the world would not contain the books that would have been published. The world would not contain the books. And this is not an exaggeration. This is the Spirit of God talking to us. In other words, every day Jesus had this supernatural life, there was so much to write about him. The way Jesus lived. So why were we given the account that we were given in the Bible that's so little? The Bible says, but these are written, that he might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And I believe in you might have life through his name. In other words, God didn't want to distract us with the extraordinary life. The miraculous life of Jesus would have been carried away by the miracles and left out what he said. So he just gave us a little of what he did just to get our attention and focus a lot on what he taught so we could know who he was. Ah. So if Jesus did like this, something happened. No, if Jesus said somebody, you know, we tell people, God bless you, and they act like they didn't hear us. Because they don't know what it is. They think it's just it's a good morning. So the Christian says, so when they say, God bless you, that man must be a pastor. They don't understand what it is. We are, look here, we are dishing blessings. But many don't understand this. So blessings are good and not enough people are taking a hold of them. When I say God bless you, you are blessed. You are blessed. Understand this. We are anointed to bless. We are anointed to change. We are anointed. We came with heaven. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I got heaven inside me. I said, I got heaven inside me. I'm not an ordinary man. Think about this. We'll work tomorrow. But with heaven in you, listen. Hallelujah. Good God. Heaven in you. Glory to God. Man, oh my. See why you can't stay with cancer. Can't live with diabetes. You can allow that in your life. Doesn't matter how it's been hurting. You said, devil, in the name of Jesus, I command you to get out of my body. We are told to meditate. Meditate what? On heavenly realities. How much time do you think about heaven? Oh, when you think about heaven, relax. Good things are happening everywhere. Now, When you think about heaven, what do you think of? Maybe you think about angels, you know, you think like this. Or you think about Holy Lord God Almighty, early in the morning. Is that about, you just think about there's some beauty over there? No, when you think about heaven, the most important thing to think about is the language of communication. Fellowship. Let me tell you something. When you are somewhere, what you miss the most, when you're somewhere where you don't have, you can have all the infrastructure. You can have all the nice things, the best housing, the best cars, the best electronics. Oh, think of whatever you want to think of. All right? If you don't have communication, the ability to talk to other people at the level that you can understand. You get what I'm talking about? I'm talking koinonia, a fellowship. It means there's such a communication where I share with you at high levels and you talk to me at that level. For example, when I talk with younger Christians or maybe someone that's a I have some difficulty communicating. You see, have some difficulty communicating. Because there are different levels. You come to a point in your life you don't talk like an ordinary man. I don't know how to put this to you. I can't talk failure. I can't talk lack. I can't say, you see, the challenges I am having. I don't know how to say that. See, why can't I say that? Not because I don't want to. The reason is, I live somewhere. You see, in our country, we don't talk like that. Are you hearing me? In our country, we don't talk like that. Maybe you didn't get that. In some countries, during funerals, they were black. In some other countries, during funerals, they were white. In some places, this means bye-bye, see you again. In some places, this means come. See what I mean? So they're different languages. You got to understand the communication in that man's country to know what it is. So, I couldn't say those things. I can't say, you know, I'm afraid it's going to rain. I can't say I'm afraid. I can't say I'm afraid, you know, like some people talk about that. I mean, I'm afraid the man may not come. I'm afraid I can't make that appointment. Hello? I'm afraid the traffic might, I'm afraid. I can't say that. You see, it can't come out of my mouth. Why? It's ugly. It can't come out of my mouth. I was born somewhere else. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Hallelujah. Man, I'm really sick now. I'm sick. You know, some people like it. They can put some style into it. Man, I'm sick. I'm sick. You know, they can talk like that. They say, look, this thing is killing me. It's killing me. And you know, they put some style into it. In our country, we can't talk like that. Are you hearing me? We have been called out of this world. We don't belong here. Let's not learn their language. The Bible says for us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. How can we renew our minds? With the Word of God. We need a new language, the language that God speaks. It's a language of righteousness. We talk righteousness. We walk in righteousness. We fellowship righteousness. That's the way we live. Righteousness is a conqueror, more than a conqueror. He's a victor, that is. Righteousness is a victor. You see, the Bible says the evil shall bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. Where are the gates of the righteous? Your mouth. See that? Those are the gates of the righteous. So when you utter words, they stay. What you say is what you get. Now, rule in your body. Rule in your home. Rule in your city. Rule in your country. Hallelujah. That's what we're getting at. And that's the reason for this message. To begin to help you get yourself, you know, you're taking strides right now. You know, you're taking strides. Today alone, you have made progress. Yeah. Hallelujah. You have made progress. You've moved. You're like, where is the devil now? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. May God's Spirit rest upon you, producing results in your life. May the anointing of the Holy Ghost help you in such a way the world will know you are different. The Word of God will shine through you as a light in a dark place. Hallelujah. Worship Him. Worship Him everywhere. Worship Him. Honor Him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord. You got heaven inside you. Because the Holy Spirit has brought heaven into you. The ark of God's presence is in your heart today. But there's where the Word of God lives. That's where the Holy Ghost lives. They can't deny the Lord. See heaven in your eyes. Heaven in your eyes. You know, as His representatives, we carry His word. We bear His name. We'll take this message everywhere, changing lives. This is what the world needs. This is the hope for the world. It's a hope for the world. I'm just thinking, what's going to happen when you tell that man about Jesus, when you tell that woman about Jesus? Thinking, what's gonna happen? Heaven in your eyes, show them love.
Show them love.
They can't deny, let the world see. Heaven in your eyes. Definitely the first beneficiary of its blessings. Tell you something. The Bible says, as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. And he wasn't speaking prophetically. A better rendering says, we ought to be image of the heavenly. This is my day to manifest the kingdom of God. This is my day. It is your day. This is your time. The world is waiting for you. Let the world see heaven in your eyes. You give them hope. Give them hope for life. Let them know it's hope. You tell the disheartened, the discouraged, cheer up. There's hope for you. There's hope for you. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up high. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
If you are not yet born again, we invite you to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life by praying this prayer. O Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I ask Jesus to come into my heart to be the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I declare that I am saved. I am born again. I am a child of God. I now have Christ dwelling in me. I am a new creation. Hallelujah. If you have just said that prayer, congratulations. You are now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please get in touch with us by calling any of the numbers on your screen or visit our website at www.christlytv.org. God bless you.